It's the award-winning Midwest Race Report, presented by Ho-Chunk Gaming Wisconsin Dells, with Dan the Voice Diker, Bill Doc Niles, Paul the Penguin Reichert, and Kevin K. Ram Ramzo. On Dog Country 101.3 and 1490 The Eagle. Presented by Ho-Chunk Gaming Wisconsin Dells, your grown-up getaway. Also sponsored by Big Boar Barbecue and Catering, Highway 16 West Salem, Dells Raceway Park in Wisconsin Dells, getting bigger and faster. Pizza Villa in downtown West Salem and Sparta, where you'll find hometown taste in every bite. By Silverado Saloon in downtown West Salem, your pre- and post-race headquarters. Century 21 and your agent Gretchen Clements. Don't settle for average. Sell your home with Century 21. The Comfort Inn in Onalaska, ranked in the top 8% of all Comfort Inns in the country. TACU, Toma Area Credit Union, making a difference every day. The Toma Sparta Speedway, Friday night racing, family style. The Midwest Race Connection, your newspaper source for racing in the Midwest. And J&L Collectibles, providing you with the finest in racing collectibles and autographed NASCAR items. Now here's Dan, Doc, Paul, and Kevin with today's report.
Welcome in. It's an Oktoberfest hangover edition of the Midwest Race Report. You are listening to Bog Country 101.3 and 1490 The Eagle, presented by Ho-Chunk Gaming Wisconsin Dells. Across from me is the Penguin. Engineering today, we got Rick and we got Jesse. On the phone from Stoughton, Wisconsin, it's the PR director of the Midwest Tour, Mr. Kevin Ramzel. And
howdy.
And if you've been living under a rock or you weren't at Oktoberfest race weekend shedding tears with the rest of us on Sunday, from Rotunda, West Florida at Cozy 290, it's Dan Diker. What's up, Diker?
Hey, hold on a minute. I got to get my beach towel. I'm actually doing the show from the middle of my pool.
I threatened to do this off the air. We're going to do it now. Shut him off. Pot him down. I don't want to hear any more from him. All right, guys, let's, we'll talk more about Diker later in the show, but let's talk about Oktoberfest race weekend.
At the end of the show when it's off the air.
What a great weekend last weekend. We got all 4 days in, a little cold, but, Pauly, we did it. We got them all in for the first time in a while.
Yeah, first time actually in, I believe, 4 years, actually. It was a great time, great weather, a little chilly first couple nights, but, hey, it was a good show, good racing action all the way around.
Yeah, Kevin, what was your take for the weekend?
My take, to be honest with you, comes down to four words: changing of the guard, and I think we can get more into that later on, but it was an overall great weekend, but my big takeaway is the changing of the guard.
Diker, 23.5-hour drive from Monday to Tuesday. You made her down there.
Yeah, I tell you what. There's a ton of people that have friends down here, that have parents down here that want to come visit. Do not take the drive. Folks, I would not wish that upon my worst enemy. I did a 17-hour stretch stopping along the way. That was the worst I have ever felt behind the wheel of a car. Drive to Rockford, fly Allegiant, come down here in 2.5 hours, fly into Punta Gorda. Do not take that drive. Billy's a truck driver. So I know Billy's put a lot of hours in. This one here was the worst I've ever had.
Yeah, I used to take that trip when I was younger, back in my early 20s. But nowadays, an airplane will get me there a heck of a lot quicker.
But I tell you, my take on the weekend, it's a good long time since we've been able to celebrate in Exhibition Hall, Billy and I, on Thursday night, a champions party that included Thursday night racers. I have felt so bad for so many years that everybody gets to celebrate on the stage. They get the big trophies. They get the recognition. They get the pictures taken. And we have a champions party with nobody on the stage. So, number one, I'm glad Mother Nature stayed away on Thursday night, because these drivers needed to be celebrated. Number two, some of the racing we saw this weekend, it wasn't all Dan Fredrickson. It wasn't all Casey Johnson. It wasn't all Ty Majeski.
I don't know. Thursday and Friday, it could have fooled a lot of people, not all Dan Fredrickson.
We saw names like Derek Krause and Brian Sierkiewski and Grant Brown that were coming out of nowhere, that I really think the crowd enjoyed hearing different names for once.
Oh, definitely. And We're going to have a lot of interviews coming up today. We got Sportsman Champion Sam Niles. We got Hornet Champion Lester Stanfield. Chase Champion Kiana Barney. What a surprise that was, because it looked like she had no chance, and in the end, she got her. Andy Barney, Rookie of the Year and Chase Champion in the Sportsman. Also today we have Carter Horseman, Rookie of the Year in the Hornets. Jake Shamers, he is your Six Shooters Champion. We've got John Huebner here. He's the champion in the minivans and the novelty. Yeah, I can't even read my own writing here. Also, we have Rookie of the Year from the late models, Tom Leithy. So we got a packed show here today. And
I'll tell you what, one thing that really kickstarted the entire Oktoberfest is something I will never forget seeing on a Thursday night. You know, this racing community we have, we're a large family. And, Doc, you put Oktoberfest together, it's a 50,000-member family. What a better way to start Oktoberfest than having Kiana Barney and Andy Barney both make the Chase Championship and watching how they were reacting in victory lane. Yep. I've never seen that many tears out of two people at once. You were right there to watch the
raw emotion. Raw emotion right there from both of them. You know, first Kiana pulls out the miracle there. It looked like she had no chance, and then she ends up doing it. And then about 45 minutes later, her dad in a heated battle with Justin Berg, not only for the chase, but for Rookie of the Year, and he ends up pulling it out there in the last couple of laps. So unbelievable emotion there in victory lane on Thursday night.
And then to couple that up with some of the best racing that we have in the Midwest. I want to talk about this for months. How about Kevin Ramsdell, that three-wide pass that Derek Brown made with nobody touching, that brought 6,000 people up out of their seat on a Thursday night?
I was trying to figure out a way how I can get myself in there to talk about that, because I thought that was the best move of the entire weekend. And we started questioning about, is Eric going to get in trouble? Because is there a three-wide rule or isn't there a three-wide rule? And Jeff Garbers told me afterwards that they actually got rid of the three-wide rule, with the exception that if there was a wreck, the person who started the three-wide would be involved, considered to be involved in it, would have to go to the rear. But they allow the three-wide. He had a heck of a run on Nick Paninski there coming off of turn two. You knew that he wanted to go, and he wanted to be the first ever Knights of Oktoberfest winner.
But they must have got
to talk about. That was the inaugural Super Late Model Knights, because we didn't run it last year. Talk about the cool trophy that Derek Krause got.
Yeah, it's something I know Greg McCarns has been itching for over a year to give that out, because he found it last year. And he mounted like a little knight's helmet on a pedestal there. And I grabbed the bottom of it. I thought it was going to break right away. I didn't know it was on a pedestal. So pretty cool trophy. One of the most original things you're going to see when it comes to racing. And Krause was lucky enough to get it. And he's pretty happy about that. Pretty original trophy right there.
One more quick thing before we take a break.
Yeah.
I love the format this year, that there were automatic entries from Thursday night into the Dick Trickle 99, and then automatic entries into the 200 lapper on Sunday. I thought that had a really good flow to it.
Oh, most definitely. Kevin, what did you think? I thought it was a genius idea. It gave people a little more extra incentive.
It did, and make those segment races more important as well, too. And the last thing I'll say before we go to break is, who in the world had Andrew Morrissey on their radar this past weekend?
Good call.
Not me.
Not Paul?
No. No, I didn't know but he had a damn good car all weekend.
Yeah, he did.
After watching Danny Fredrickson all weekend, I thought Danny Fredrickson was going to get his fifth, honestly.
And Majeski was looking for that $17,000 bonus, and we'll talk more about that next week when we break down the Oktoberfest 200. But now, when we come back, we're going to talk with Sportsman Champion Sam Niles, Hornet Champion Lester Stansfield, Hornet Chase Champion Kiana Barney, and Sportsman Rookie of the Year and Chase Champion Andy Barney. You are listening to the Midwest Race Report on Fog Country 101.3 1490 The Eagle, presented by Ho-Chunk Gaming Wisconsin Dells, your grown-up getaway.
This Halloween, appearances can be electrifying. It's Shocktober at Ho-Chunk Gaming Wisconsin Dells on Friday, October 28th. Participate in the area's largest costume contest for a chance to bite into over $15,000 in cash prizes. 50 and older. Wear a costume on October 27th to be eligible for even more prizes and rewards play. It's Shocktober, only at Ho-Chunk Gaming, Wisconsin Dells.
Must be 21. See Ho-Chunk Gaming representative for more details.
7 years and counting. Hi, Jerry here. Scratch that. It's now 8 years in a row. You have once again voted us the best barbecue, best ribs, and best caterer in La Crosse County. It's truly a humbling experience. We continue to work hard to provide the very best food and service to any size group, catering, carryout, or dining in our restaurant in West Salem. We pledge you'll always get the best food and service, Big Boar Barbecue and Catering, Highway 16, West Salem, a delicious mouthful.
Things are coming this year to the Toma Sparta Speedway. Starting May 6th, the regular divisions are back. Mods, Sporties, Hobbies, Soccer Mom Minivans, Six Shooters, and Hornets. Plus, TSS welcomes in the three-night late model Triple Crown, the Big 8 Late Model Series, Vintage Car Racing, and Bandos and Legends. Also making stops are the Midwest Dash Series, the Mid-American Stock Series, and Super Cup Series. Also, Hobby Fest 3 and the annual Tim Meyer Memorial Race at the Toma Sparta Speedway, 3 miles west of Toma on Highway 21.
Hi, this is Amanda, your mortgage loan officer at Toma Area Credit Union. I am here to help you with all of your home loan needs, whether you are looking to purchase, refinance, build your dream home, or take out a home equity line of credit. TACU is ready to roll out the welcome mat, so call, stop in, or apply online at tacuonline.com to find yourself right at home with a mortgage from Toma Area Credit Union. TACU is federally insured by NCUA and Equal Housing Opportunity Lender. Membership eligibility is required.
If you're looking for a great pizza with that hometown flavor, then you need to visit the Pizza Villa in downtown West Salem and in downtown Sparta. Seth and Ashley make their own dough each day and purchase fresh veggies and pork locally. Their pizzas are made to order, never pre-made. Hungry but not for pizza? Then try their pizza fries, wings, stuffed pizza puffs, chicken sandwiches, taco salads, and burgers. Find daily and weekly coupon specials on their social media pages. Pick up or delivery. Pizza Villa, West Salem and Sparta, hometown flavor.
A gold ball is usually given to champions. The Comfort Inn on Alaska was just awarded a gold ball by Choice Hotels for ranking the top 8% of all Comfort Inn hotels in the country, 40th out of over 500 hotels. High marks were given for guest service, comfort of the rooms, cleanliness, an outstanding hot breakfast, and overall service. Whether it's a weekend getaway, a hotel for your wedding party or class reunion, or you're a business traveler, stay where you'll be treated like a champion. Make your online reservations today at choicehotels.com or find the Comfort Inn on Alaska on Facebook. The Comfort Inn, I-90, Exit 4 on Alaska.
We made it through the first turn. Now back to the Midwest Race Report on Bog Country 101.3 and 1490 The Eagle.
Welcome back into the Midwest Race Report on Bog Country 101.3 and 1490 The Eagle, presented by Ho-Chunk Gaming Wisconsin Dells, your grown-up getaway loaded segment here. Let's get her kicked off right now. Pengy had a chance to talk with Sportsman Champion Sam Niles. Here's what Sam had to say last week.
Sam, good to see you. Congratulations.
Thank you. Good to be here again. I had a pretty good season and just happy to make it back-to-back. It was an up-and-down season, a bit of a roller coaster, but, you know, we made it. We're here, and that's all that matters.
Oh, yes. And going into the night, we knew about the little situation that happened at the end of the regular season. How much were you thinking about that or in your mind that I've still got a shot at this?
I mean, coming in, I knew that I had a shot. I knew it wasn't going to be easy. Tried to get a couple extra points in qualifying, managed to get third in qualifying, so picked up a couple points there. Gave me a little bit of breathing room as far as finishing position in the future, and I just, you know, focused on my race, ran my race, and luckily it paid off for us, and it just an overall good result. Mm-hmm.
And it seemed like there was a little bit of a struggle there in the feature for you. Was one groove not working, or the tires, or what was going on with the car?
Well, it was, the outside worked pretty well for me. It I don't know if it was working well for most people, but you know, it took a little too long to pass some people and used the tires up a little too early on in the race, which, you know, Looking back, it's easy to see hindsight's 20/20, but car just kind of went away about halfway through, and I was just praying and hanging on, you know, that we could maintain where we were, and for the most part, we did. Really happy with the end result.
Okay. And with having more sportsman cars here, visiting cars here, running the first night of Oktoberfest, seems like a little more of a challenge to you to try to get to the front or make your way through the field.
Yeah, I mean, the goal with the whole breakout rule, my goal is always get to the front as fast as you can. You always got to look for the brakes. I mean, you got to be smart about what you're doing and make smart choices. But the faster you can get to the front, the better off you're going to be. Because especially at Oktoberfest, I mean, the amount of guys that come here, the amount of competition that they bring to the table, you really got to catch a good break and you really got to run your race as fast as you can.
And I think I've seen a picture of what you might have in store for 2023. You want to give us any reveal on that?
No reveal yet. We're happy that we made it through Thursday night of Fest in one piece and just going to kind of try to enjoy the championship and you know, take some time in the off season to really figure out what we're going to do next year. So,
okay. And of course, we got to give a shout out to the sponsor that helped you out throughout this 2022 season to that second straight championship.
Yeah, huge thank you to Coney Island Station, Features in Holman. We got the Turner family, the Odd family, the Hartman family, Little Debbie of La Crosse. We got Leonard's Trucking. We got J&L Collectibles, Advertising Concepts. There's just the amount of support that we've gotten this year. I mean, especially after realizing that the championship was still attainable. Friends, family, sponsors, everybody, fans. I mean, it was just the outpouring of support was just fantastic.
And you just got the Little Debbie sponsor just this week or very recently?
Yeah, Little Debbie pulled through helping us out. It's good to get him on the car. I mean, great products in my opinion. I mean, some people may have their own, but... always nice to get more people on board and just kind of get their name out there a little bit with the success that we had this year. So,
all right. Well, again, congratulations on the second straight championship, Sam. And we look forward to what has the future in store for you next season.
Absolutely. Great to be here. Thank you.
Bill, I'll tell you what, Sam Niles, back-to-back sportsman champion. How proud were you this time to be in victory lane with your nephew, knowing that he just did it twice?
Yeah, this one was no gimme like last year, where all he had to do was start and he had it. And you know, there's a lot of people say maybe he didn't deserve this one, and my answer to that is pretty simple. If the two contenders didn't have issues with each other, they probably would have been there Thursday night. Instead, they had issues, and they weren't there. And Sam did what he had to do to bring home a championship. So let's bring in now our sportsman chase and rookie of the year champion. Here's Andy Barney.
Andy, congratulations on the terrific season.
Thank you.
And, of course, the year did get off so great with the engine issues here. How worried were you going into the start of the season there?
I kind of thought I made a mistake at first, but it all worked out, and now we got a pretty good power plant, so we're good to go.
And, of course, you had some great help there through getting through these struggles here early on in the season.
Yeah, I mean, I can't thank, honestly, Randy Humfeld enough, and Todd Korsh, Ryan Powell, my buddy Garrett, my best friend Joey. I mean, without any of them guys, none of this was possible. All them late nights in the shop building that car, none of this would have been possible.
And how comfortable do you feel in the sportsman as the season progressed?
I'm pretty comfortable in it now. The start of the year was a little rough, but as it went on, it got a lot better.
And it ended up being you and Justin Burke for the Chase Championship here, the little incident that happened late in the season. How confident do you feel about having a shot at that championship?
Me and Justin have always been really good friends. We race each other clean all year, and I actually told him earlier tonight that if I was going to lose the chase to anybody, I would want it to be him. Yeah. Him and Boo are great guys, and they've helped me out a lot this year. So,
and quite an accomplishment here at La Crosse. seen the first father-daughter chase champions in different divisions. How proud does that make you feel?
It's mind-blowing, honestly.
Yeah, you've helped out Kiana a lot in her, with her Hornet here, and you are a proud racing dad, no doubt.
Oh, yeah. I mean, when I watched my kids race, you know, Jaden and Kiana, and even Peyton when she was racing go-karts, their accomplishments are way more important and way more satisfying than anything that I've ever done.
And let's give some shout-outs here to the sponsors that help you out in your Chase Championship efforts.
First American Roofing and Siding, BNC Trucking, Apex Concrete and Excavating, Champions Riverside Resort, Whiskey River Bar and Grill, Lodestar Transportation Services, Fathead Steve's, Thrivent, Tire Hupped, Advantage Agri Services. Without all them, none of this is possible.
And will we see you back in the sportsman class in 2023?
Maybe either that or maybe we'll decide to take the next leap. I'm not sure yet.
Okay. All right. Well, again, congratulations on the Chase Championship and the Rookie of the Year title, Andy.
Thank you.
Tell you what, I couldn't think of a better individual to not only take Rookie of the Year, but the Chase Champion, Billy Doc Niles. He blew two motors in the first 2 weeks of the season before even putting lap one down during the regular season.
Yep, and then, you know, he was about ready to pack it all in, and then an old familiar friend to everybody at La Crosse Fairground Speedway came a calling and pretty much saved his season. Let's move on now to the Hornets here, a first-time track champion. Let's talk to Lester Stanfield.
Lester, congratulations on the championship.
Thank you.
So, what made you go after one of Shane Stansfield's cars there for the this season here?
It was her backup car. She was fast. She's my daughter. She said, "You can buy it, but you can't sell it." So I bought it, and her and John set it up. I just drove it. Anybody could drive that car and win. Everybody.
Yep. And with that new asphalt on the quarter mile there, that really made racing pretty exciting for the Hornet class.
Game changer. It sticks like glue. Game changer, yep.
And you knew you had some pretty stiff competition. Former champ Chris Berg, a lot of great racers out there. But how did you feel about trying to look for that championship at the end?
I tell you, it seems like the one of the most competitive classes out there. It really does. Joey Johnson, can't give him. He's fast, very fast. Berg, fast. It's very tough class.
Oh, yes. And how did you like the asphalt? It was good. Would you try to get the whole quarter mile, even the front straight there, paved too?
Absolutely. It's like glue. The dip's still there, but you're stuck when you come out of the dip. The whole track needs to be like that for sure.
You had that little dip there, I think it was in turn one?
Turn one and two. Yep. But the dip's good. You know where you're at then. You got your seat speed set. That's it.
Yep. And let's give some love to the sponsors here that helped you out here throughout the 2022 championship season.
Merchick Graphics, my daughter Cheyenne's Graphics Company, Nick Merchick, and Riverland Garage Doors.
And what are the plans for next year? Sticking with the Hornets or moving up? What are you looking at?
I got to move up. I don't know. I don't know what the rules are. Cheyenne had to move up she had to move up or take the year off. I don't know if I have to or not.
Okay.
I don't know what the rules are.
Okay, well, we'll see what happens with you next year, and congratulations on the championship.
Thank you.
Lester Stanfield coming in with a former Cheyenne Stanfield championship-winning car. And, you know, that Stanfield bloodline is running awfully strong throughout all the divisions at lacrosse.
Yeah, most definitely, you know, and, you know, back-to-back championships in the family. And he breaks her track record in her old car. How funny is that? So that was pretty cool. Switching from Lester Stanfield, let's talk to the Chase champion who never thought she had a chance until the last couple of laps. Here's what Kiana Barney had to say.
Kiana, congratulations on claiming a big Chase championship win.
Thank you.
Yes. So how did you feel when you first got on the new asphalt on the quarter mile here? How did you feel about that?
Pretty good. I could tell it was going to be a good season, and I'm pretty proud of how it turned out.
And finally claiming your first feature win of your career. Actually, two feature wins this season. That must have really got you going here for a possible championship run or a Chase championship run.
Yeah, it did.
Yep. And were you surprised to see yourself still in the chase right down to Oktoberfest here?
Yeah, I was pretty surprised. Yep.
Going up against the likes of Berg and Stanfield and Hadler, were you a little worried about going up against that kind of competition?
Yeah, I was pretty worried, but I knew I could do it.
And what are the plans for 2023? Still in the Hornets or moving up? What are you thinking about?
Probably still in the Hornets.
Okay. And let's give some love to the sponsors. Help you out here on your Chase Championship season.
Lediger Roofing, BNC Trucking, Apex Excavating, Concrete.
Yeah. All right. Well, Kiana, congratulations on the Chase Championship. And we look forward to bigger and better things for you in 2023.
Thank you.
Kevin, you've been around the lacrosse freeway a long time in a lot of different racetracks. When was the last time you saw a father-daughter celebration like we did between Andy and Kiana?
You know, I hate to say this, but it's going back to the early 80s when I first went to Jefferson Speedway, and there was Rick and Melanie Nelson who raced, who later became Melanie Bischofberger. But there was one night where I think Rick won the championship and Melanie won her first feature, and that was a kind of a same emotional type of thing that I was watching there, but it was basically 40 years ago.
Okay, guys, we got more champions coming up in the next couple of segments. You are listening to the Midwest Race Report on Blog Country 101.3 and 1490 The Eagle, presented by Ho-Chunk Gaming Wisconsin Dells, your grown-up getaway.
If you're looking to sell your house or property, Century 21 says now is the time. Century 21 affiliated agents are ready to deliver an extraordinary experience. They will bring a commitment to helping you strategize on current market opportunities. Stop into either La Crosse or Toma Century 21 locations or call 608-784-2121 and work with the number one Century 21 franchise in the world, 8 years running. Century 21. Don't settle for average.
Every Saturday at Dells Raceway Park from May to September, it's exciting stock car racing. Drivers from throughout the Midwest try to tame the 1/3 mile paved oval. Your family will enjoy the playground for the kids, ice cold beverages, and the terrific food. Gates open at 3, qualifying at 4:30, green flag racing at 6. Dells Raceway Park, located 5 miles west of Wisconsin Dells on highways 12 and 16. For more info, go online to DellsRaceWayPark.com. Get the family together for exciting stock car action every Saturday night at Dells Raceway Park.
Racing is synonymous to West Salem, and so is the Silverado Saloon in downtown West Salem, your racing headquarters. Jen and her staff welcome you in for all of the pre- and post-race shenanigans. Show your race ticket, get your second drink free. The expanded grill menu has all your favorites like chicken fingers, deep-fried veggies, and more. And the pizzas are always hot and fresh right out of the oven. DJs, bands, and karaoke can always be found at Silverado's every weekend. Check out their Facebook page for events. Silverado Saloon, your pre- and post-HQ in downtown West Salem.
Hello, race fans. This is Todd Scholes, president of Toma Area Credit Union and proud sponsor of the Toma Sparta Speedway. We believe in supporting our communities, local organizations, and developing strong relationships with our members. Are you able to get local decisions or even sit down and talk with the president of your financial? If not, it may be time to become a member at TACU. We are located right here in Toma to help you with all your financial needs. Stop in and feel the TACU difference, and I'll be seeing you at the races. TACU is federally insured by NCUA. Membership eligibility required.
A gold ball is usually given to champions. The Comfort Inn on Alaska was just awarded a gold ball by Choice Hotels for ranking the top 8% of all Comfort Inn hotels in the country, 40th out of over 500 hotels. High marks were given for guest service, comfort of the rooms, cleanliness, an outstanding hot breakfast, and overall service. Whether it's a weekend getaway, a hotel for your wedding party or class reunion, or your business traveler, stay where you'll be treated like a champion. Make your online reservations today at choicehotels.com or find the Comfort Inn on Alaska on Facebook. The Comfort Inn, I-90, Exit 4 on Alaska.
If you're looking for a great pizza with that hometown flavor, then you need to visit the Pizza Villa in downtown West Salem and in downtown Sparta. Beth and Ashley make their own dough each day and purchase fresh veggies and pork locally. Their pizzas are made to order, never pre-made. Hungry but not for pizza? Then try their pizza fries, wings, stuffed pizza puffs, chicken sandwiches, taco salads, and burgers. Find daily and weekly coupon specials on their social media pages. Pickup or delivery. Pizza Villa, West Salem and Sparta. Hometown flavor.
The Cooley region's hottest foursome with the coolest racing news. Back to the Midwest Race Report on Bog Country 101.3 and 1490 The Eagle.
Welcome back to the Midwest Race Report on Bog Country 101.3 and 1490 Eagle, presented by Ho-Chunk Gaming Wisconsin Dells, your grown-up getaway. And a lot more racing happening last week, a lot more champions happening, guys, and let's start with our six-shooter champion. Let's see what Jake Schommers had to say.
Jake, congratulations.
Thanks a lot, Paul. It's great to be here, and it was a great year. I really enjoyed it. The year started off pretty rough, though. I mean, I wrecked the car quite a bit. Most of it actually was my fault, but luckily my dad helped me fix it a lot and kept me going every week, so that it worked out pretty good.
Oh, yeah. And how did you feel when you first got on the newly paved quarter mile there? What was it like for you?
Well, at first it was a little slick, you know, because it was pretty new, but I turned out really liking it. It was a lot faster. The dip was better in turns one and two, and I really enjoyed it.
And some great competition in that six-shooter class this year, the likes of Matt Cleland and Rob Sanfield and all those. How do you like racing against them?
It was awesome all year. Clean racing with all of them, and it was fun. I enjoyed it.
Oh, yeah. And let's give some love to the sponsors that helped you out here throughout the 2022 season on the championship.
Yeah, at Hoka Co-op there in Hoka.
Oh, yeah.
Helped me out. So.
Oh, yeah. How long have they been sponsoring you now?
Well, they sponsored my dad for a long time, and then they just sponsored me, so it's been a while.
And what are the plans for 2023? You sticking with the quarter mile stuff or maybe moving up? I don't know.
I think I'm going to stick with the Hornet. Finally got the Hornet fixed towards the end of the year here and ran it, and hopefully that'll work out.
Yeah, how did the racing with the Hornet, how did that go for you this year?
Well, we had a wiring issue, but we sent it off to Matt Carpenter, who also races Hornets, to see if he could figure it out, and he finally figured it out. So it just took a year.
All right, well, congratulations on the six-year champion, Jake. We'll look forward to you back on the track in 2023.
Thank you very much. Look forward to seeing you again, too, Paul.
You know, Jake Schommers had a championship, Paul Penguin Reichert, a couple of years ago. And you talk about a guy that's mastered that quarter mile. It's not a Bornitz this time. It's a Schommers.
Yes, yes. He's definitely become a threat to win a race, win a championship. He's done many times in both Hornets and six-shooters. I think he even won a championship in Street Stocks. So he's definitely, besides John Heaver and Rob Sanfield, he's definitely a driver to watch every time you hit the quarter mile.
Very consistent season for that 44 car. Let's turn things over now to a two-time champion this year. He's got multiple championships before, but John Huebner, he was a minivan champion and a novelty champion. And here's what he had to say after last weekend.
John, congratulations on another terrific season.
Thank you.
And you love running the minivans, I know. And the inspiration for Bill Niles for the minivan there?
Oh, yes. I love it. It's so much fun. I'm trying to keep that division growing.
Yeah, that's definitely a division to watch for here. How did you feel about running on that quarter mile, the newly paved quarter mile, the first time?
I love it. It's so much fun. That bump is gone, and it's so much smoother.
Yep. And you don't have to make many adjustments to the minivan, do you?
No, yep. not really anything. So
just tires? Or
just tires. And
okay. And the novelty events, those are pretty fun, though. For not only for us to watch, but for you guys to race in.
Oh, they're loads of fun. I have a blast doing them.
And any particular favorite novelty event?
I actually liked the slalom race that we had going on. Yeah. That was actually pretty fun to do.
And let's give some shouts to the sponsors that are helping you out in your championship season here.
DZ and J&L Collectibles, Krause Construction, and I think Merchant Graphics and Rocky Supper Club and Thirst Turtle.
Okay. And back to the quarter mile for you next year?
Oh, most definitely.
Oh, yes.
You look maybe the minivan or going with the sheriff car?
I'll be running street stocks next year.
Oh, really? Street stocks. Okay. Well, we look forward to seeing you then. Congratulations on the double championship, John. And we'll talk to you in 2023.
Thank you, Paul.
You know, Billy, you and I have asked John Heber in the past 3 years on the radio show or at the track, all right, you've mastered the quarter mile. Is there any chance that you're ever going to go to the 5/8 mile? And he refuses to.
No, he gets a
he
big.
He loves that quarter mile track.
Yeah, he gets a big old smile on his face. He says, I'm happy where I'm at. I'm pretty sure he knows. You know, he's competitive. He runs, what, four divisions here? He's getting, you know, both street stock, you know, street sucks, chick shooters, Hornets, minivans, and you throw in the novelty. You know, he's running five divisions. You know, he could pull a, he could beat what Rob Stanfield did last year when Stanfield took four out of them five. So, Huebner, you know, Huebner's just happy where he's at. He's got a big smile on his face, and he's competitive. Also,
you know, I don't follow the lacrosse rules because I don't want people questioning about him. But what do you know? What are the rules? Can he run minivans again next year since he won the championship, or does he have to move up?
Pengy,
that I don't think there's a issue with that in the lower classes, like minivans or 6 years. I'm not really. I don't believe
all
there
right.
is, but I'm not really sure.
Pengy, effort it. It's on
we'll
the lacrosse
take care of that.
Speedway
we'll
page.
We'll
well,
check it out.
While Pengy's doing that, we also had a chance to catch up with Hornet Rookie of the Year Carter Horseman. Here's what he had to say last weekend.
Carter, congratulations on the Rookie of the Year title.
Thank you.
And of course, what made you want to get into racing? What made you want to start racing here? I know your dad's been has been an influence on you.
Yeah, I was around it at a young age. I always went to races with my dad and my uncles, and you know, I just always had a passion for it and thought it'd be fun to try it out, and I had a lot of fun this year.
And running that newly paved quarter mile, how did you feel the first time you got on that?
It was definitely different, I guess. It's something I never done before, but like I said, I never got to run on the old quarter mile, but it was pretty nice. I liked it. It was a lot. It's fast.
Yep. And you did get your first feature win this year. That made your season pretty worthwhile, I guess.
Right. Yeah. We had some pretty good luck throughout the middle of the season. Some bad luck on the end of the season here, but all in all, it was a good season.
Yep. I think he even had to, like, maybe borrow a car late in the season here.
Actually, that was my other car. I wanted to bring that car out and try it out. I was hoping I'd run it for Fest, but then I rented at Toma Sparta for Hobby Fest, and I ended up blowing that car up. So it's back in the primary for Fest here.
And let's give some shout-outs to the sponsor that helped you out in the Rookie of the Year championship this year.
Yeah, I had Platinum Concrete Construction, Gilster Farms, ABC and Consulting, Weir's Machine, P&P Products, and my buddy Ole.
Okay. All right, well, congratulations on the Rookie of the Year title. What are the plans for 2023, by the way?
We'll be back here next year, hopefully make a run at the championship.
All right, well, look forward to seeing that. Congratulations on the Rookie of the Year title, Carter.
Thank you.
You know, Bill, I wasn't around the lacrosse speedway when another horseman dominated out there. Are we seeing the second coming of the Horseman family at the lacrosse speedway?
Oh, definitely. I mean, we had Blake and Bart years ago.
Oh, yeah. I remember them guys?
I remember him. Yeah, both
of them. Bart.
And they were both very competitive. And, you know, and now Carter, I forget which, I think Blake is his dad. Don't hold me to it. But,
you know, he is.
Yep, Blake is his dad, and Carter, you know, did a phenomenal job this year. I mean, I believe he did win one feature towards the end of the year. The kid was competitive.
He won a feature and two heat races in his Honda.
Yep, it took him just a couple of weeks to get the hang of things, and then he was competitive the rest of the year. So, great job by him. Pengy is still efforting. He's looking up the rules right now. Oh, he's got something. What do you got for
street
me, Pengy?
Street Sock Champion and Minivan Champ. Well, it says Street Sock Champion eligible to compete the following season in Street Socks.
Okay.
But I don't see anything about the minivans.
Oh, okay.
But I do know six shooters, same rule.
Okay.
Yep.
So, all right. So the six shooters in the street stocks not eligible for the following year, but nothing on the minivans. When we come back, we're going to talk to the late model rookie of the year, Tom Lethy, and talk about his season. You are listening to the Midwest Race Report on Bog Country 101.3 and 1490 The Eagle, presented by Ho-Chunk Gaming Wisconsin Dells, your grown-up getaway.
This Halloween, appearances can be electrifying. It's Shocktober at Ho-Chunk Gaming Wisconsin Dells on Friday, October 28th. Participate in the area's largest costume contest for a chance to bite into over $15,000 in cash prizes. 50 and older, wear a costume on October 27th to be eligible for even more prizes and rewards play. It's Shocktober, only at Ho-Chunk Gaming Wisconsin Dells.
Must be 21. See Ho-Chunk Gaming representative for more details.
Every Saturday at Dells Raceway Park from May to September, it's exciting stock car racing. Drivers from throughout the Midwest try to tame the 1/3 mile paved oval. Your family will enjoy the playground for the kids, ice cold beverages, and the terrific food. Gates open at 3, qualifying at 4:30, green flag racing at 6. Dells Raceway Park, located 5 miles west of Wisconsin Dells on Highways 12 and 16. For more info, go online to DellsRaceWayPark.com. Get the family together for exciting stock car action every Saturday night at Dells Raceway Park.
Planning on a special event? Why not make it something easy for you and memorable for your guests? Hi, Jerry here from Big Boar Barbecue and Catering. No matter the size of your party, from 5 to 500, we can handle it. Graduation parties, anniversaries, retirement parties, family gatherings, even wedding receptions. There's a reason we're voted the best caterer in La Crosse County year after year. Give us a call. We'll help you design a menu to remember. Big Boar Barbecue and Catering, Highway 16 West Salem. A delicious mouthful.
If you're looking to sell your house or property, Century 21 says now is the time. Century 21 affiliated agents are ready to deliver an extraordinary experience. They will bring a commitment to helping you strategize on current market opportunities. Stop into either La Crosse or Toma Century 21 locations or call 608-784-2121 and work with the number one Century 21 franchise in the world, 8 years running. Century 21. Don't settle for average.
Racing is synonymous to West Salem, and so is the Silverado Saloon in downtown West Salem. Your racing headquarters. Jen and her staff welcome you in for all of the pre- and post-race shenanigans. Show your race ticket. Get your second drink free. The expanded grill menu has all your favorites like chicken fingers, deep-fried veggies, and more. And the pizzas are always hot and fresh right out of the oven. DJs, bands, and karaoke can always be found at Silverado's every weekend. Check out their Facebook page for events. Silverado Saloon, your pre- and post-HQ in downtown West Salem.
Big things are coming this year to the Toma Sparta Speedway. Starting May 6th, the regular divisions are back. Mods, Sporties, Hobbies, Soccer Mom Minivans, Six Shooters, and Hornets. Plus, TSS welcomes in the three-night late model Triple Crown, the Big 8 Late Model Series, Vintage Car Racing, and Bandos and Legends. Also making stops are the Midwest Dash Series, the Mid-American Stock Series, and Super Cup Series. Also, Hobby Fest 3, and the annual Tim Meyer Memorial Race at the Toma Sparta Speedway, 3 miles west of Toma on Highway 21.
Now back to Dan, Doc, Paul, and Kevin on the Midwest Race Report.
Welcome back in. It's the Oktoberfest Hangover Edition of the Midwest Race Report on Bog Country 101.3 and 1490 The Eagle, presented by Ho-Chunk Gaming Wisconsin Dells. You can find it on your radio station's internet or their web pages, or Pengy, you can find it on the TuneIn app.
Love the TuneIn app.
There we go. All three
or
of them.
Or you can find it on the Magnum.media app.
The Magnum.media app also.
Can't care about that.
So,
tell you what, that's the only app I use. When I play music at the La Crosse Speedway, I only use the Magnum.media app.
That's awesome. So let's talk about the late model rookie of the year. It started the season out, you know, like most rookies do, kind of slow, but then he got a big boost. Dan, I don't think you were there that night that he outran Steve Carlson for his first late model win.
Well, I want to go back even further than that. You got to remember Tom Lethy. Did he wreck night number one or two? And we didn't think he was coming back for the rest of the year.
He did wreck in the second of the twin features on May 21st.
Yeah, and at that point, No, you got to remember, Tom Lethe took many years off between Hornets and Sportsman. He had bought a car out in Virginia that he traded his Sportsman for, and then he didn't race for 2 years, and he was a very underfunded team this year. And that was the word, was when he wrecked that second week, he wasn't coming back. So, you know, that's a great attribute to the people that work with Tom Lethe. You know, he's got his brother Mark, he's got Jimmy Bjorkman and big family. And his sponsors get him back out there, because that car was a wreck.
Yeah, and consistent was the name. Consistency. I'll get it out yet here, guys. Consistency was the name of the game when it came to Tom Lethe, and here's what he had to say after winning Rookie of the Year.
Tom, good to talk to you, sir, and congratulations on the Rookie of the Year title.
Thank you.
So let's start with what made you want to go run with the late model class going into the 2022 season?
I never really planned on racing late models. I actually had my Sportsman car for sale, and it turned out we ended up trading that for a late model. And after that, it took us a couple years to get everything all together how we wanted. But, yeah, we were all ready to go for this season.
Were things a little rough getting going here, getting the season started for you?
Yeah, the first week I had clutch and carburetor issues, and then the second week, I think it was in the second feature, got in a wreck and tore almost the whole body off the car, so we thrashed away that week to get it back out. But I think the next week we picked up my first heat race win, so that helped get the confidence back up.
Yep. And speaking of those heat race wins, I definitely remember seeing at least two or three good battles you had with Steve Carlson in those heat races during the course of the season.
Oh yeah, it was fun running against him, and definitely didn't expect to do as well as I did, but yeah, definitely something I'll remember.
And a big learning curve for you here with the late model class. Did it take you long to get comfortable behind the wheel of the late model, or did you have to need the whole season to feel real good in the car?
Before I even got to race the car, I think the first time I drove the car was the first night of the races, so I was pretty nervous up until that. Then I got in the car for practice and realized it's kind of like a Sportsman car, obviously faster and everything happens quicker, but as far as setup wise, kind of been struggling all year getting it right, but I knew it was going to be hard.
Oktoberfest seemed like a little bit of a struggle for you there, especially on Friday night. Take us through those two nights with the two twin feature nights. How those went for you?
Yeah, the first feature of Thursday, we didn't have the car handling right, so I ended up pulling off, and I had to start dead last in the second feature. And I actually think I passed 10 cars, so I feel pretty good about that. And then first feature of Friday night, on the start of the race, I got ran up into the wall and knocked the toe out, so I had to pull off again and start in the back again for the last feature. And yeah, on one of the restarts, I was trying to go around the car and got clipped in the left rear and ended up in the wall.
I saw your post. How are you doing right now as far after all that racing, especially on Friday night?
Been a little sore. My foot's black and blue, and my arm is still bruising up more and more day to day, but went to work today and everything went well, so not too bad.
That's good to hear. So what does this Rookie of the Year title mean to you in the NASCAR late models?
That was the goal on the year, and to get top 10 in points, and I think I actually finished 10th, so hit the goals. And as far as I know, I'm pretty sure I got Wisconsin Rookie of the Year too, so that was one other thing I was chasing after. So all the goals we made are pretty much hit, so I'm happy with that.
Okay, well, that's great to hear. And let's give a shout out to the sponsors here that are helping you out in your 2022 season here.
Yeah, I gotta thank Nick's Bar, Turpin Body Shop, Gilster Farms, West Elm Tool and Die. I had a couple people throughout the year help me. Kim Strum, Dave and Kim Holthouse helped me for Fest get some tires. my Uncle Paul and my Uncle Ryan, or my car builder Ryan, they've been help all year, and I can't appreciate enough what they do.
Mm-hmm. Sounds like you might be taking a wait-and-see attitude about what your plans might be for 2023.
Yeah, I just got the car unloaded yesterday, and it's going to need some frame work, and I think the rear end's bent too, so we're going to have to get it all tore down to the bare bones and figure out if it's salvageable or not and go from there. So,
all right, well, congratulations on the Rookie of the Year title there, Tom, and we'll keep the fingers crossed we see you back on the track in 2023.
All right, thank you.
So now that Tom Lethe is Rookie of the Year, I did talk to him on Friday at Fest, and he does plan on coming back next year, and a rumor was he wants to either build or buy another late model and have a backup. So good things coming from Tom Lethe.
You know, speaking of late models, and I'm sure there's going to be plenty out there. I mean, what is Nick Clements going to do next year? Is he going to drive that Johnny's Hobbies car, or is he going to still drive his own? Have you heard from that?
I don't know. That was a surprise. I talked to him on Saturday, and that whole thing kind of came about pretty quick. Brian Helseberg wanted a ride, and those guys have been best friends for years, and they couldn't get the old Sportsman Kitchell number 8 in ready in time for Fest. So Nick made a couple of phone calls and said, hey, you're going to drive my backup Sport Air, my backup late model, and then I'm going to drive this one. And the other thing is, Nick says, at least I would have a late model that's ready to go if he were to wreck on either Thursday or Friday night with the late models, and then also a chance to run with the Big 8. So that was a nice team combination there. I don't know, Nick Clements with his young family, I don't know if it's up in the air if he's coming back next year or not. Hesselberg's yep. not. Hesselberg said he'll do some spot driving, but Hesselberg will not be full-time.
Yeah, and see him show. That was a surprise to see him show up on the Johnny's Hobbies car and not only show up, but go out and win a feature on the first night, too. That was one happy man because he was, had a Clements year this year.
How many Johnny's – I didn't think there were any Johnny's Hobbies cars left out there. How many more does he have in his stable?
Oh, I don't know. I'd love to go look in that guy's garage right now.
Yeah.
All right.
I just want to let you guys know I went to Johnny's Hobbies, and I mentioned the word Oktoberfest and got some great sale prices.
Nice. nice plug there, Kev. When we come back, it's Pengy's time to shine. You are listening to the Midwest Race Report on Bog Country 101.3 and 1490 The Eagle, presented by Ho-Chunk Gaming Wisconsin Dells, your grown-up getaway.
A gold ball is usually given to champions. The Comfort Inn on Alaska was just awarded a gold ball by Choice Hotels for ranking the top 8% of all Comfort Inn hotels in the country, 40th out of over 500 hotels. High marks were given for guest service, comfort of the rooms, cleanliness, an outstanding hot breakfast, and overall service. Whether it's a weekend getaway, a hotel for your wedding party or class reunion, or you're a business traveler, stay where you'll be treated like a champion. Make your online reservations today at choicehotels.com or find the Comfort Inn on Alaska on Facebook. The Comfort Inn, I-90, Exit 4 on Alaska.
7 years and counting. Hi, Jerry here. Scratch that. It's now 8 years in a row. You have once again voted us the best barbecue, best ribs, and best caterer in La Crosse County. It's truly a humbling experience. We continue to work hard to provide the very best food and service to any size group, catering, carryout, or dining in our restaurant in West Salem. We pledge you'll always get the best food and service, Big Boar Barbecue and Catering, Highway 16, West Salem, a delicious mouthful.
If you're looking to sell your house or property, Century 21 says now is the time. Century 21 affiliated agents are ready to deliver an extraordinary experience. They will bring a commitment to helping you strategize on current market opportunities. Stop into either La Crosse or Toma Century 21 locations or call 608-784-2121 and work with the number one Century 21 franchise in the world, 8 years running. Century 21. Don't settle for average.
Every Saturday at Dells Raceway Park from May to September, it's exciting stock car racing. Drivers from throughout the Midwest try to tame the 1/3 mile paved oval. Your family will enjoy the playground for the kids, ice cold beverages, and the terrific food. Gates open at 3, qualifying at 4:30, green flag racing at 6. Dells Raceway Park, located 5 miles west of Wisconsin Dells on Highways 12 and 16. For more info, go online to DellsRaceWayPark.com. Get the family together for exciting stock car action every Saturday night at Dells Raceway Park.
Hi, this is Kevin from Toma Erie Credit Union, where we make lending easy. Make TACU your first stop to get pre-approved before you purchase your next vehicle, UTV, motorcycle, boat, or camper. Finance with TACU and get all the bells and whistles with rates as low as 2.49% annual percentage rate, plus gap insurance, warranties, and membership payment protection. Call, stop in, or apply online at TACUonline.com to get pre-approved today. TACU is federally insured by NCUA, membership eligibility required.
He's the stat man. We call him the penguin. Here's Paul Reichert and Reichert's Race Rewind on the Midwest Race Report.
And thank you very much, Sessie Voiceover Chick. Let's take a look at the racing action from this past week. Of course, it was most of it was here at La Crosse. The 53rd edition of the Oktoberfest race weekend kicked off on Thursday. Brian Sarkeski won the Super Late Model Futures race, got his ticket punched to the Dick Trickle 99. Derek Krause claims the inaugural Super Late Model Nights race. La Crosse Late Models ran the first of two nights of twin 20-lap features. Nick Clements won the first. Dan Fredrickson took the second. Randy Himmfeld won the Sportsman feature. Sam Niles somehow claims his second straight track championship. Andy Varney, Rookie of the Year, and your Chase champion. Brandon Olson crossed the line first to win the Hornet feature, but unfortunately got disqualified. Justin Schulichi claims the victory.
A lot of carnage in that race.
Yeah, that's what I heard. Yeah. Lester Sandsfield is your champion. Struggle for the Chase competitors, but Keanu Barney claimed the best finish, 10th overall, claiming the Chase championship.
Her eyes yeah, had to have gotten wide when them guys kept dropping out.
Matt Moore won the six-shooter feature. Jake Chalmers is your champion. And from the Mid-Am Racing Series, Dale Lucas Jr. holds off both Phil Maloof and Kyle Stark to win the double O race.
And Maloof almost had to buy a new car. I mean, you couldn't have got a sheet of paper between him and that car coming off the corner.
Day two on Friday, the headline by the Dick Trickle 99. A little difference this year with the first segment. They did the roll of the dice to maybe invert between one and six cars up front. Johnny Sarstar in the pole led all the way until that little exchange between him and Dan Ferguson threw four on the final lap. Saw Ferguson steal away segment one. That was pretty crazy.
And what were the there was some extenuating circumstances for each segment and the winner.
The winners of each segment got a ticket punched into the 200-lap Arca Midwest Tour race on Sunday. So not only did Dan Fredrickson claim a ticket, he Dalton Zier also won the second segment. He got in, as well as Gabe Summers, who won the final segment. Ty Majeski and Fredrickson ended up tied for the overall win, 9 points each. Ty was third in the final segment. Dan was fourth. Ty wins his third Dick Trickle 99. Final twin 20-lap features for the NASCAR Late Models. Jacob Gatey swept them both. Nick Clements was second. He is the Chase champion. And then the circumstances with the championship.
We'll dive deeper into that. But overall,
Mike Carlson claims the track championship, his first. I think he's doing the late models now for like 15, 16 years.
Yep, so he's been second before, but that's his first one.
Dylan Sellner, like I said, we'll dive deeper next week. Oh, yeah. Dylan Sellner, a great night in the area of sports and features, started by setting a new track record of 20.661 and ended up winning the feature. All-Star Circuit of Champions, Fremont, Ohio. Tyler Courtney won Night 1's feature. USAC Sprints were at Wayne City, Illinois. Mitchell Moles, the winner, and Night 1 for the World of Outlaw Sprint Cars at Port Royal, Pennsylvania. Night 1 went to Anthony Macri. And the 60th edition of the Sunoco World Series of Speedway Racing taking place out at Thompson, Connecticut. That's their big year in special out in the East. The Modified Racing Series wrapped up their season on Night 1. Ronnie Williams claimed the win. Jacob Perry is the champion. Saturday night two there, he had a lot of racing. The Pass North Tour feature went to Garrett Hall. Eric Goodale won the NASCAR Wayland Modified Tour feature, and Matt Swanson won the New England Super Modified Series feature. Here in La Crosse, day three of Oktoberfest featured championships galore. Big 8 Late Model season finale went to Jake Gatey for the fourth year in a row. Dale Neustadt claims his first championship.
That was in doubt for a while.
Yeah. Mid-Am Series feature Clay Kurtz, first-time winner alert, claims his first career win, regular with the Mid-Am Sportsman at Grundy. A little issue with Ron Venier Jr.'s car, but he's made it to the finish. Wins the championship, his fifth in a row, and ties James Swann for the most all-time in series history. Phil Maloof held off Scott Cieszelski to win the Midwest Dash
Feature. That was a fun race.
And he won the championship. Ty Majeski won the Midwest Truck Race thanks to a late caution. You got to feel for Daniel Bain.
You got to feel for Daniel Bain. And I got to tell you, that was the coldest reception ever for Ty Majeski. Holy cow. That matched
booths,
the weather.
Oh, my gosh.
That matched the weather,
crazy.
Yes.
Yeah. Night two for the All-Star Series Champion season finale at Fremont, Ohio. Cole Duncan won the race. Tyler Courtney, the champion. Final race of the year for ARCA, the main series at Toledo, Ohio. Eighth win of the year for Sammy Smith. Nick Sanchez is the champion. Cars Tour was at Altamaha, North Carolina. Caden Honeycutt won the late model stock car feature. Caden Quapple, the pro late model feature. Luke Finhouse was third. Lucas Oil late model dirt series at the dirt track at East Tomoga, Alabama. Tim McCree, the winner. Southern Modifieds were at Hickory, North Carolina. Matt Hirschman, the winner. USX Sprints at Hobstad, Indiana. Justin Grant, the winner. And night two of the World of All Sprint Cars at Port Royal, Pennsylvania. Make it a weekend sweep for Anthony Macri.
Nice.
Sunday, 53rd edition of Oktoberfest. Final day at La Crosse. Andrew Morrissey claims his second Oktoberfest feature win. Not like he did the first time around.
Yep, actually won this one.
Yes, he did. Casey Johnson finishes third, claims the championship, and our own Harley Jankowski is Rookie of the Year.
That a boy jokester.
Yes. Cratoberfest 602 feature went to our very own Tom Carlson. I believe his first win since he won back-to-back in Oktoberfest
91 and 92, yes. I do believe, yes.
And that crate motor, no drama this year. Kahana late model regular Henry Nerdels.
Yep, Nerdels. Yep. Nerdels.
Thank you. Steve Robeck in a Don Leach vintage car won the Emperor Midwest vintage feature. SCCA Trans Am Series at Alton, Virginia. Matthew Brabham, yes, this is one of the sons of the late, great Sir Jack Brabham from Formula One, claimed his third win in four races. And the Super Dirt Car Series ran the 50th edition of Super Dirt Week at Oswego, New York, and Matt Shepard claimed the victory. And that'll do it for this edition of Records Race Rewind.
All right, Paulie, thank you very much. A lot of information there. And you've got a lot of information in the next segment, the sexy voiceover chick. She's going to throw the white flag. We're going to end up one more segment with the Midwest Race Report on Bob Country 101.3, 1490 The Eagle, presented by Ho-Chunk Gaming Wisconsin Dells, your grown-up getaway.
This Halloween, appearances can be electrifying. It's Shocktober at Ho-Chunk Gaming Wisconsin Dells on Friday, October 28th. Participate in the area's largest costume contest for a chance to bite into over $15,000 in cash prizes. 50 and older, wear a costume on October 27th to be eligible for even more prizes and rewards play. It's Shocktober, only at Ho-Chunk Gaming Wisconsin Dells.
Must be 21. See Ho-Chunk Gaming representative for more details.
If you're looking for a great pizza with that hometown flavor, then you need to visit the Pizza Villa in downtown West Salem and in downtown Sparta. Beth and Ashley make their own dough each day and purchase fresh veggies and pork locally. Their pizzas are made to order, never pre-made. Hungry but not for pizza? Then try their pizza fries, wings, stuffed pizza puffs, chicken sandwiches, taco salads, and burgers. Find daily and weekly coupon specials on their social media pages. Pickup or delivery. Pizza Villa, West Salem and Sparta. Hometown flavor.
Big things are coming this year to the Toma Sparta Speedway. Starting May 6th, the regular divisions are back. Mods, sporties, hobbies, soccer mom minivans, six shooters and hornets. Plus TSS welcomes in the three-night late model triple crown, the Big 8 late model series, vintage car racing, and bandos and legends. Also making stops are the Midwest Dash series, the Mid-American Stock series, and Super Cup series. Also Hobby Fest 3 and the annual Tim Meyer Memorial Race at the Toma Sparta Speedway, 3 miles west of Toma on Highway 21.
Racing is synonymous to West Salem, and so is the Silverado Saloon in downtown West Salem. Your racing headquarters. Jen and her staff welcome you in for all of the pre- and post-race shenanigans. Show your race ticket. Get your second drink free. The expanded grill menu has all your favorites like chicken fingers, deep-fried veggies, and more. And the pizzas are always hot and fresh right out of the oven. DJs, bands, and karaoke can always be found at Silverado's every weekend. Check out their Facebook page for events. Silverado Saloon, your pre- and post-HQ in downtown West Salem.